It's the single most important property for their future survival. Panthers have reached their carrying capacity, all the numbers that they can hold south of the Caloosahatchee River, and they need a safe place that they can cross into the protected lands north of the river. This is the single place where they've been radio collared to cross, and having flown over it in a helicopter, you can see why. It's protected ranch land that they can walk through. The river's narrow there, and there's a protected area on the other side, so you can clearly see why they use it.
Now, I've always thought that cats don't like water. Do the cats swim across this river?
They absolutely do swim across. Now, the males are going to go first because they're looking for new territory, and our goal is to get the females across. And they're going to be more cautious because they've got cubs and they've got kittens that they need to take care of.
Now, I've heard that there are no females north of the river. Is that correct?
None documented to date. We just a couple weeks ago got a camera image of a mother and cubs about 2 miles south of the river, so they're moving in that direction.
How long have you all been looking at this property? It looks like quite a complicated negotiation trying to get this all set.
We identified this as a key piece 10 years ago and had been working diligently to close, to secure this. The real forcing mechanism here is the landowner. The property was going into foreclosure and it was going to be sold on the courthouse steps Thursday morning. So we knew by Wednesday night that we needed to have the money in hand to save this property or it was going to go for development.
This sounds like it was a last-minute deal. You had to twist some arms here. How difficult was that?
You know, it's not difficult to twist arms when we're all looking for the same thing. Everyone that is involved in this transaction cares about conservation and is committed to doing that on a daily basis, and now we had a deadline. It's going to be sold on the courthouse steps or it was going to be conserved.
All right, there are a lot of people involved here. We have the Nature Conservancy, your group, the Fish and Wildlife Foundation, even Walmart. I mean, obviously, this is a deal that's been in the works for quite a while, right? You don't dream up these partners overnight.
No, and what's interesting is we are all focused on the long-term survival of these species and other species, and that, by definition, leads us to critical pieces like this that we can rally around.
So are you looking at the surrounding land as well for these conservation easements?
Absolutely. This piece is connecting significant hundreds of thousands of acres north and is the centerpiece of a corridor that we're going to be expanding over the next 5 years.
When can we expect to see this connected to those other areas of the corridor?
We are currently in negotiations with the adjacent landowners, and we expect additional properties to close within the next year to 2 years.
Do you know how many panthers still exist in the wild in Florida?
Panthers currently are about 160 breeding adults are south of the river, and they are at capacity, and they need more place to roam.
Do you know how many are north?
They've only had males radio-collared roaming north, so they don't have a population number north, but they have no records of a female yet crossing the river.
What's to prompt the females to cross now if they haven't done it in the past?
They're out of space. They need space. You have increased mortality south of the river just because there's too many on top of each other, and so they need space to roam.
So you think they're going to get up and start swimming across and lick their paws afterwards and go at it, as they say?
Absolutely. My only hope is I have a camera there to catch it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.